In Africa, the Chinese have been handing out billions of dollars in loans and building huge infrastructure projects for decades. Supporters say they're doing what the West won't, helping the African continent to realise its potential. But detractors say African governments are falling for cheap loans that could cost them dearly in the long term, and the West has been caught flat-footed by Chinese expansion. In Zambia, China's presence is growing rapidly as the country builds roads, mines, and even a new airport. Our correspondent, Siobhan Hinyu, reports from the capital, Lusaka.
In this furniture factory, Zambian workers fashion and finish wood. The wealth of the country's rich forests is being transformed into dollars and into jobs for hundreds of locals in an economy where finding well-paying work isn't easy. The business was founded by Liu Rumin, who came to Zambia from China 20 years ago.
It's good to do business in Africa. Yeah, we process the local timber and into finished products. We sell both locally, in the local market, and exports.
The signs of China's growing influence in Zambia are everywhere you look. The local paper is printed in two languages on the same page, and the Chinese food stalls do a roaring trade. Chinese money is financing massive infrastructure projects all over the country, and Chinese companies are building them.
Alex Ngoma is a political analyst based at the University of Zambia.
I think that Zambia at the moment appears to be much better than it's been in a very long time. We've got roads being built, even in areas where we didn't imagine. We've got hospitals and schools and things like that.
But critics question the true cost of this growing friendship.
Benji Ndolo is a political analyst based in Nairobi.
For the next 10 years and beyond, the risks are especially, losing of critical national assets. And I really urge African governments to be very careful.
Zambia's external debt exceeds $13 billion. About a third of this is owed to China. The conditions of loans from China aren't made public, and the Zambian government has dismissed reports that the state electricity company, the state broadcaster, and the airport have been offered as security. But even supporters of Chinese loans say African governments are failing to secure fair deals, especially around employment conditions.
Here's Alex Ngoma again.
I think what's important is for our government just to make sure that, whatever is happening as far as jobs are concerned is actually monitored to make sure that our people are not treated like slaves.
Back on the factory floor, the wealth seems to be flowing in all directions. It'll take decades to know whether Chinese investment will open up economic opportunities or create a mess that'll be hard to clean up.
This is Siobhan Hinyu reporting for AM in Lusaka.